This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, we now bring you a discussion on decline in retail inflation. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Santosh Tiwari, journalist.
Retail inflation has gone down to 2.33% in November this year. And this has been an indication that the RBI now is in a position to take decisions on interest rate cut. The industry has been demanding this rate cut for quite some time. Mr. Bhattacharya, we will try to understand that the inflation rate, which has to be within the range of 4% plus minus 2 as per the RBI mandate, when it is now at 2.33% for November and it has been on the downward trend, how should RBI take it now in terms of reducing interest rates?
There is no doubt that the consumer price index, which is the yardstick for the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee to adopt its monetary policy stance with regard to interest rates, that consumer price index has remained very benign, well below its 4% benchmark. And going forward, my sense is that this will remain as benign as it has been in the last few months. So clearly, Reserve Bank of India will be, and its Monetary Policy Committee, now headed by the new RBI Governor, Mr. Shaktikant Das, will be clearly under pressure of sorts to deliver something on the interest rate front, because while growth is not that high, actually growth has decelerated in the last quarter from 8.2 to 7.1, inflation remained well below its benchmark. So there is probably need for an interest rate cut by which more money is made available, and the incipient signs of investment rate recovery and the capital goods sector doing better probably needs to be nurtured further to ensure the full gains of low inflation, low rate to moderate inflation and high growth. So there is no doubt about it. But I think the consumer price index numbers reveal a little more than what the headline number says. The headline number says about 2.33%. But if you look at the food price index within that category, you see deflation there. In other words, you are seeing that the food prices, the food and the beverage prices, which account for around 47% of the weight of the total consumer price index, is actually deflating. Is actually prices are coming down there. And that is cause for concern, because vegetable prices have come down by 15% in November to November. You have seen the non-cereal prices coming down by 9%. So overall, the ambience in the food and beverages sector, which is directly connected with the level or the degree of farmer distress in this country, because the farmers are not getting their proper price, is actually a cause for concern and requires some policy responses at another level. So while on the one hand, you need the RBI to act on the interest rate front so that cheaper money is available for reviving growth and taking growth to a higher level, at another level, the government, the policymakers must draw the right lessons from the overall number, which is a cause for comfort, but the segmented number, which is the food index, is not a cause for concern, because it has the seeds of creating more economic disparities in the country, where the agriculture is feel deprived and the non-agriculture is in the service sector and the industry feel better because the growth is still quite buoyant there. So I think the government will have to draw the right lessons. Just as you said, the RBI must also draw the right lessons from these numbers.
Yes, you are correct. You know, in this country, these kind of farmer distress or whatever, when we see it, there has been a need for deep-rooted agriculture sector reforms for quite some time, and which has not happened, probably because of agriculture falling, agricultural domain falling in the realms of states. Center and the states together, they have not been able to indulge in too large-scale reforms like market reforms for agricultural produce, etc. So probably someday, you know, in the on the lines of GST, where you have a GST council where center and states are working together, probably you'll have some platform where center and the states will work together to dissect the farm distress or whatever, that wherever you have needy people, you can give them the money through center or state government, through windows like cash transfers, etc., or direct benefit transfers where you have needy farmers. And at other places, you can come out with deep-rooted reforms, agricultural reforms, which has not happened. But coming back to industry, quite a few quarters, inflation has remained at a level where RBI could take a direction in, where industry is being shown that government and RBI is now inclined to push growth and support economic revival, which is there in the economy. Now, how do you see that direction? As you rightly pointed out, that there is a need for interest rate cut, especially real interest rates, they have been high. So what should be that direction?
I think the RBI follows a bi-monthly review of its monetary policy, and the next policy review is due in the first week of February. And I would imagine that the Monetary Policy Committee by that time will have access to a few more important data points by which they will be able to come to the conclusion of what needs to be done as regards the cost of money. Of course, they will take into account the benign inflation rate that is prevailing right now, but they will also have to keep in mind many other factors like what is the global international financial risks, what is the health of the banking system. If credit growth is already picked up and it is already running at a level which is higher than 15%, whether the RBI needs to give a bigger push to credit growth by lowering the cost of money, which is the interest rate. Now, that is also something that the Monetary Policy Committee members will have to wrestle with. Now, these are all matters, subject matter for a debate among experts, and I think I'm sure they will go into all that. But it is not as simple as that, that if in retail price index comes down, immediately the RBI can reduce the interest rates. They have to keep in mind what is the credit growth scenario, is there an inherent demand for credit growth. And please remember that when interest rates come down, a larger segment of the Indian people who are extremely dependent on their earnings on bank deposits, now they will suffer. So my question is, today RBI has to take an overall view that whether a lower interest rate regime probably is good for industry, but is it also good for the Indian depositors? So I think an overall holistic view has to be taken, and that is something that will be known to us by the first week of February, and that is something that will also be the last budget of this government, interim budget, so, and we will know the growth figures also by the end of February. So on the whole, I would say yes, interest rate stance needs a review, but there are many other factors that need to be kept in mind.
And coming back to retail inflation, now as you said that there is a deflation in food prices, especially vegetables, etc., seasonal also, and also this is a cause of concern and that needs to be addressed. But in terms of direction in inflation now, how do you see the direction? As a few weeks back you had a great concern about crude oil prices. That concern has now gone, is now no more there. So overall in totality, considering the domestic inflation situation and also crude oil price situation, where the government is in a position, you know, where it can take some measures because it has got some cushion from crude oil prices, and it appears that this cushion will continue for some time. So how do you see the inflation direction?
I think we are heading into the winter months, and the next data point on the retail inflation front will come for December. And December has traditionally been a month of benign inflation, particularly for food prices. So what I am foreseeing right now is that the December will also capture a deceleration in the fuel and lights prices. Now, the fuel and lights has a weight of around 7% in the CPI index. And the food and beverages, they have a weight of around 47% in the food. Now, both these things will become benign. So I will not be surprised if the December number on the retail inflation is even lower than the inflation number that you have seen for November. And the deflation that you see in the food price index will be even higher. So I think on the inflation front, if the crude oil prices remain as benign as they have remained in the last few weeks, I don't think that we need to worry at a policy level about the direction or the trend of inflation rate. But as I said earlier, we need to worry about what impact it has on 50% of India's population who depend on agriculture as a livelihood. Now, remember that if agricultural growth remains modest and inflation rate also remains very modest, and instead of modest is actually deflation, then you are creating a recipe for rural distress. Now, with that rural distress, you need a kind of a policy package by which you can address those rural concerns. I mean, the first easy response to that rural distress is raise minimum support prices, announce a debt waiver scheme. But to my mind, these are cosmetic changes, one-time changes. They don't address the fundamental and the basic issues that afflict Indian agriculture. It is possible that the minimum support prices will help secure better realizations for the farmers, but it will be a short-term gain. And also, my worry is that the Indian agriculture is suffering from a problem which is called the surplus problem. And the minimum support prices and the debt waiver schemes are medicines for a problem that is called a scarcity problem. So you cannot use the medicine that was relevant for a scarcity situation and use it for a situation which is a surplus situation. So therefore you need long-term palliative measures, which I would imagine increase investments, you introduce technology, enhance the productivity levels of Indian farmer, and most importantly, you must ensure that the Indian farmer is integrated with marketing process by which his produce can go directly into the food processing chain so that his value realization gets higher. And finally, you need something by which you can expand the scheme that Telangana has introduced, which is a kind of a cash transfer scheme, which is an income support scheme, but it is only restricted to the landowners. Probably it is time has come where you need to expand it not only for the landowners but also the land tenants who are cultivating and using the land. So I think you need a package of comprehensive measures for Indian agriculture so that the agricultural distress can be attacked, which is reflected through lower fall in agricultural prices. So the good news of the retail price is somewhat mitigated by this food deflation.
The central government would be taking its own measures, and learning from whatever has happened, state governments also will be taking their measures in terms of tackling with this farmer.
And you made a very important point, is that this time has come where something like the GST council should be evolved, because after all it is a state and center subject. So, you know, a GST kind of a package probably is needed for Indian agriculture now.
That's correct. That could be something, you know, which the central government should look at, because at one point of time this was not seen for resolution of GST issue, but yeah, it came through. But there's one larger issue also. It has always been projected and it has always been seen, in fact, that in terms of growth, it is the domain of the central government. In terms of inflation, it is the domain of RBI. But if you look at it, you cannot segregate inflation and growth in that manner. And Mr. Satyakanta Das, the new RBI governor, has categorically in the beginning itself has clearly said that it's not that growth is not RBI's concern. It's the mandate of RBI. How do you see this balance now being established going forward?
It's a very important question. It's a delicate balance to be achieved, because while growth is important, the beneficial impact of growth is somewhat mitigated by inflation. So you have to have the right balance between inflation and growth. And which is why I think Mr. Shaktikant Das is right in saying that he will have to consult the government as a stakeholder in the economy to ensure that a balance between growth and inflation is kept. While the government will push for lower inflation and higher growth, RBI will have to make sure that how that balance is ensured. We do not have a situation where we are achieving higher growth, but much of the benefits from the growth is neutralized by higher inflation. So we need moderate inflation, and at the same time, we need growth that is necessary to realize the goals of millions of Indians who are coming out in the job market.
At the time of Bajpayee government, inflation was quite low, and then consumers and everybody had great benefits in terms of affordable housing, etc. So do you see that kind of situation right now?
I think the scenario in Mr. Bajpayee's time, the scenario now, is somewhat changed. Today, we are so much vulnerable to the price of international crude oil, and since our dependence on crude oil is to the tune of around almost 80%, so whatever happens to the crude oil price has an impact on inflation and therefore has an impact on growth. So therefore, we have to really be watchful of what is happening on the international crude oil front. And probably another policy measure that needs to be considered now is how the country can insulate itself to a greater extent against the volatility of international crude oil prices, so that India's growth potential and the inflation risk are kept under check.
It's quite clear that at least lower inflation is giving state government, central government and everyone, RBI, a chance to look at how they should move in policy direction. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on decline in retail inflation. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Santosh Tiwari, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. Please stand by for our next program, Countrywide.